My name is Jaro, and the video that I watched was video 2, which is investigating balls. So basically, in the video, I observed that the teachers asked many different types of questions, like why did that happen or how did that happen, and like why did the ball roll? What do you think is inside? Why do you think it's like that? Do you think it's the same as the previous time you did it, like that? And I felt that because balls are like a topic that's usually involved in like outdoor play, you know, children like to play with balls outdoors, but they managed to use the topic of balls and create many different types of activities for the children to be involved in inside. And they always started the lesson with asking open-ended questions. So then I feel that they also had a really wide space to do a lot of things, and the activities that they created regarding balls were so creative. Like, for example, there were activities related to all the developmental domains. There was motor skills development, there was fine motor and gross motor, which is the obvious, and then there was language and literacy. That cause they managed to like rhyme words with ball, write form sentences. Then there was numeracy. That they learned about math and science, like how far did the ball roll? How which ball managed to roll and hit the wall? Which ball was faster? Then they also did a lot of artwork. They cut the balls into half because each ball had a different texture inside and outside. So using the exterior of the ball, they painted their own pictures. Because since they have different textures, they also managed to discover the different types of textures balls had. And also they managed to touch what else did they touch? Yeah, I think that's about it. All the different developmental domains. But I feel that one thing that really supported the children's learning were the types of materials that they had. They managed to get many, many different types of balls. Like even those squishy ones, those balls with many different holes, which I feel that it's not very easy to obtain, but they managed to get many, many different types of balls, and they managed to play around with it very well. I mean, they managed to create activities that that enable children to learn about balls for whole 3 months. So I think that's amazing. And yeah, so the different representations they used to demonstrate the children's learning, they used there was modeling. I think they used clay to make their own ball. Yes, they had activities where they could create their own balls, which was how the children discovered on how a ball was able to roll, because some of them realized that it can't roll because it is not spear like, it is not round enough, so it couldn't roll. So they were able to create their own balls, and they were also able to create their own game using balls, which I found very interesting. Other than that, there was drawing, there was writing, there was painting, many different things. And yeah, so the materials that they used, there were so many materials, there was paint. There was many art and craft materials, to specify. Yeah, so one key learning I learned is that no matter how simple a topic or theme is, you can actually explore many different things using that theme to teach children, which I find really amazing. And one question that I want to raise about inquiry-based learning is that I wonder whether MOE actually supports it fully, because I wonder whether schools are willing to take up this kind of learning, because because many different schools have different approaches to learning, so I don't know whether they will actually want to take up inquiry-based learning. Yep, so that's what I want to know. That's all.